how would you define treatment success for your patients with myelofibrosis? I think, you know, this is certainly individual, right? I think, you know, in terms of trials, we think about spleen volume reduction, symptom improvement. You know, I think individually, treatment goals may be different on a patient-by-patient basis. I think it really comes down to what you're trying to accomplish for that patient. I think in some manner, you know, all these JAK inhibitors are trying to improve quality of life. And so I always go back to that by and large, if patients think that their quality of life is worse after being on a JAK inhibitor, then largely that treatment is not succeeding as much as we'd like it to. That being said, I think that it's really important to make sure we're establishing what the goals of therapy are with patients going into this. And so in patients that I'm trying to gear up for, let's say, a transplant who have large spleens, you know, the goal really is to try to reduce that spleen size and as much as possible before going to transplant. And so we may be pushing the dose of ruxolitinib to a point that may cause cytopenias in an effort to get that spleen down. Now, in someone else who's not a transplant candidate, who has a large spleen, who we're not trying to get to that endpoint, you know, we may be a little bit more nuanced in how we dose the ruxolitinib in order to avoid the need for too many transfusions, but still have adequate control of symptoms. And so, you know, largely these are agents that we're trying to improve quality of life. And so I think that's what we have to focus on. We are doing MPN 10 scores in the clinic that look at symptom scores over time, because I think this is one way to really, you know, objectively try to evaluate the improvement in symptoms over time, because I think sometimes it can be hard to kind of remember how you felt 6 months before. And certainly we're doing physical exams on patients, and at some times we're doing ultrasounds or imaging to assess spleen volumes. But we're not doing, I think, what's going on in trials. We're not doing spleen MRIs every, you know, 12 or 24 weeks to evaluate spleen response in that way. It's somewhat more subjective. What are your thoughts, Prithvi?
No, absolutely, Andrew. I think symptom benefit, how they feel, is most important. Right there. I mean, they have to have good quality of life. That's one of the main goals of using a JAK inhibitor, you know, because of the whole mechanism of suppressing cytokines and things like that. But also, as you said, you know, if you're getting someone ready for transplant, you want that spleen down, optimally shrunk for the best transplant outcomes. And no one likes transfusions at the end of the day. So that is important. I mean, you know, I mean, that is certainly if that is something that can be ameliorated by switching without compromising on efficacy in other parameters, I think that is highly desirable. And so that is an important area for some of these second line agents, perhaps in the cytopenic patients.